One of the biggest issues that we face this legislative session is to deal with the very unclear, very unfair transfer law in our state. There are several different proposals that are out as far as legislation. What I'm offering is a concurrent resolution asking the State Board of Education to act now. There is a real argument to be made that the board can act. We need leadership from the board to stop some of the destructive things that are happening to our neighborhoods and the bankruptcy that may be happening in some of our school districts. This resolution asks that the board grant the Kansas City School District provisional accreditation, similar to what they did to St. Louis in the past. It asks the board to utilize its authority to create an accreditation and intervention model that allows reform and governance changes in a struggling school district so that a district has a chance to be successful before becoming bankrupt by the student transfer law. It asks that the board utilize authority given by the State Board of Education and DESE with the passage of Senate Bill 125 in 2013 to intervene immediately in districts where reform and change has failed to show any progress to student achievement. It asks the board to utilize a model of support and intervention that have been proven to increase achievement in Missouri schools districts with high levels of poverty. It asks the Board of Education to submit a budget request to the General Assembly to cover the cost of tuition and transportation for students who have transferred from Riverview Gardens and Normandy school districts to other districts. And finally, Mr. President, it asks the board to make the Commissioner of Education responsible for the success of districts that have dropped below full accreditation, or employ a staff member of DESE that would be responsible for overseeing such school districts' progress towards gaining full accreditation. Now, Mr. President, the board does some of this stuff. I think it's important that the board hears what this General Assembly wants them to do when it comes to the student transfer issue. They can do it now. This concurrent resolution urges them to do that. Thank you, Mr. President.